You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right, Jenk, I will bat lead off here, and I'm taking Antonio Gibson, the running back for the football team, to go over his rushing total of 68 and a half yards. This is a guy that's really come on strong in the last two games, coming off a season-high 95 yards rushing in a win over Carolina. And that was actually five fewer attempts than the week before, where we put up 64 rushing yards against the number one run defense in the league in the Bucs. So I think if he can get it going pretty solidly against a Bucs defense that's really good against the run, he can do it against the Seahawks, who give up the third most points in fantasy to running backs. So I think this is a palatable matchup for this Washington run game, and especially if you believe the line movement in this one. If you think that Washington is going to be playing from ahead, which I'm not sure if they will be, but if you think that they're not going to be getting blown out by the Seahawks, at least in the first half, I think they're still going to be trying to run the football. And Ron Rivera is a smart coach. He knows that the best defense in facing some of these really good quarterbacks is keeping them off the field. So I think it's going to be a team that's in at least going to try to at least establish the run against the Seahawks team. So I will go Antonio Gibson over his rushing prop of 68 and a half yards.
Well, we both like the Washington football team offense because I'm going to go Taylor Heinicke over 240 and a half passing yards. That's at minus 120. He's really been very good for Washington in the past couple weeks. Now, yes, there are times he's inconsistent, but this sets up well for him because Seattle has the worst pass defense in all of the National Football League. They give up almost 280 yards per game through the air. Heinicke has hit this number. This is a low number. In four out of his last six games. Didn't hit it last week against the Panthers, but the Panthers have a top five defense. Seattle most certainly does not. Again, this seems really low, so I'll take Taylor Heinicke over 240 and a half passing yards. It's juiced to minus 120 at BetMGM. I think he hits it with ease against a really bad Seahawks secondary.
Right, and then my next lean, it's not a play, and I've said this, I don't really love the props for tonight's game because I feel like there was a lot of question marks, and the biggest question mark being Russell Wilson. Will he have a big game through the air? Because this is a great matchup going against a bottom five pass defense in the Washington football team. They're actually pretty solid against the run, and a lot of this will hinge on if the Seahawks are playing from behind. So looking at Russell Wilson's passing yards, 243 and a half seems really high. It's almost officially high because he has not even come close to sniffing this number in his past few games. But again, it's been an offense that's failed to get off the ground, going on the road to Green Bay and then laying another egg against Arizona. Like I said, I think this is a more decent matchup. And what you're playing here is if you think Russell Wilson is back, if you think this offense is back, which at some point they will be, this is a low number if you look at his career. I think he can put up the yards here. He has two really solid receivers in Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf that really can go for long plays at any point in the game. So I would lean towards his over, but I'm definitely not playing it because I don't know if Russ is back yet.
Well, I'm going to play a Russ Wilson prop. I'm going to play both of these just for the hell of it. I need the action. By the way, good use of the word officially. I don't think I've ever heard that. In a sense, but well done. I'm going to go with the Russell Wilson rushing prop, over 15 and a half rushing yards. That's minus 115. We know he's had problems passing the ball since returning from that finger injury, but we don't have to worry about his finger when he's running the football. He's only eclipsed his total in three out of his seven games that he's played this season, but the Washington defense is the worst in the NFL on third downs. I can just see Russ running on third down when nobody's open. And the Washington defense has allowed opposing quarterbacks to hit this number in 7 out of their 10 games. They can be had. We know Russ can run. So I'm rolling with the chalk donkey. The donkster says this is a 5-star best bet. I actually like it. Russell Wilson over 15.5 rushing yards. That's at minus 115 at BetMGM.
Yeah, this is a matchup of two quarterbacks that really can scramble if they need to. And for me, I think I would lean towards Taylor Heinicke going over his rushing prop as well. Mm-hmm. It's 18.5 yards, which is a bit high for my liking. But we're talking about a primetime game and a guy that's really trying to establish himself as a name in the NFL. And we saw it last week going against Carolina, a revenge game for him because he was the backup in Carolina for a long time, where he rushed it 6 times. And for quarterbacks, rushing props a lot are about them choosing to run the ball. So for a guy that I think is really trying to establish himself, especially in primetime, especially going against one of the biggest faces, you know, in Russell Wilson in the NFL, I think Taylor Heinicke is going to run it a little bit. So I would lean towards his over as well in the rushing category at 18.5 rushing yards, minus 115 for the over. Just a small lean, not my favorite play.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.